Welcome back to the Beatles, Rare and Unseen. The group spent the early part of 1968 in India studying transcendental meditation. And then they began work on the White Album. Tensions in the band were running high. Problems in the band continued to mount during the recording of Let It Be in 1969, with arguments about who should manage the band. McCartney wanting his new father-in-law, Lee Eastman, and the rest of the Beatles favoring tough American businessman Alan Klein. Lennon was spending more and more time with Yoko Ono.
JoJo was a man who thought he was a loner, but he knew it couldn't last. JoJo left his home in Tucson, Arizona, for some California grass.
By the time the Beatles got around to the final album recorded by the group, Abbey Road, they had all begun work on solo projects, although no official breakup had been announced. Abbey Road proved the band was still progressing, but it would be the end of the road for the Beatles.
Something in the way she moves attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe in how.
Back with more of the Beatles, Rare and Unseen, after this.
The long and winding road that leads to your door.
In 2004, Rolling Stone magazine ranked the Beatles number one on its list of 100 greatest artists of all time. The Beatles helped define a culture, a generation. Whether it was the clothes, the haircuts, or their evolving social awareness, the Beatles will, for many, forever be remembered as simply the best rock and roll band ever. For more information and exclusive interviews, look for the Beatles Rare and Unseen DVD. It's filled with previously unseen home movies, personal photographs, recently rediscovered film, and true stories told firsthand by the people who were really there. You can check it out at liberationentertainment.com. Look for it wherever you buy your favorite DVDs. The Beatles Rare and Unseen radio show was produced and edited by Seth Blackburn for Ignition 36 Productions and The Score. For now, I'm Mark Wilson. Thanks for listening.